You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. It is 28th of August 2018. And if you are in North India, especially Delhi, then best of luck getting to work on time. Apparently, it has been raining since last night. The temperature has dropped. And the big roads that the citizens boast about are waterlogged. Well, Indians are known to throw things as far from reality as they can, or as they say in Hindi, fekta bahut hai. But surprisingly, it has taken it as many years as it has to get a gold medal in javelin. Had it been speeches and promises by prominent politicians, we perhaps would have won several gold. For now, huge congratulations is in order to Neeraj Chopra, who became the first Indian javelin thrower to win an Asian gold medal as he shattered his own national record by clearing a distance of 88.06 meters on Monday. Well, speaking about shattering, Rahul Gandhi has been going belligerent in RSS, rightly equating the so-called social but deeply political father of the BJP with Muslim Brotherhood, causing a lot of heartburns in Nagpur. So much so that the master speaker of the RSS, Mohan Bhagwat, decided to hold a series of talks about the new RSS, minus the shots obviously, as if covering legs could hide the nefarious ideology behind it. The series of talks being held ironically in Vigyan, meaning Science Bhavan, is being held on Modiji's birthday, and it is not Modi that is invited but Rahul Gandhi and also apparently Sitaram Yechuri. To anyone who thinks this is a dialogue, no it isn't. It's simply a lecture series where RSS will be concocting new theories in history. But at least for that time, they won't be concocting hate. Hopefully. Well, at least in some parts of India, justice is prevailing. Touted as a hero, celebrated as a t-shirt celebrity, hurriedly honored by the army general, it is time for Little Gogoi to face the court of inquiry. Ironically, not for the human right violation that is a cause celebre in the country, but on two counts, fraternizing with the local women in the Srinagar hotel and being away from the place of duty while in operational area. Justice has finally been done, remarked Farooq Ahmed Dar, an artisan who was used as a human shield by Major Nitin Little Gogoi. Now what remains to be seen is what the army general who speaks too much will do if Little is found guilty. Army Chief General Bipin Rawat had said that exemplary punishment would be given to Gogoi if he was found guilty of any offence. For now, Tejinder Bagga, who celebrated the army tying an innocent man to the bonnet with a t-shirt after having lost Elson's all sense of shame and respect, is running out of ideas for his next t-shirt. Well, if you breed a snake, it is going to bite you one day. And then one may have to take to scientific measures like those that are being adopted by Andhra Pradesh government to save the humans from the venomous bite of snakes. The Andhra Pradesh government's plan to conduct a Sarp Yagyam, a ritual to appease the snake god after two people died and over 100 people have been hospitalized due to snake bites in Krishna district in the last 2 months. It has obviously drawn flak from various quarters. The famous Subramanyaswara Swami temple, where the ritual is usually performed by individuals, will be the venue for the Sarp Yagyam, and the Sarp Dosh Nirvan Puja on 29th August is being arranged by the government's endowments department. Now, Jan Vigyan Vedika, an anti-superstition body trying to promote scientific temper in a country like India in this time, has criticized the government's plan to conduct Sarpayagyam, saying it amounted to promoting superstitious beliefs. The organization's state president, Jampa Krishna Kishore, said that the government had been performing various yagyas like Varun Yagyam for rains, but there was no evidence that they gave positive results. Evidence? Who needs evidence, boss? We live in a post-truth world where all lies are truth and truth, but there is no truth, as the former mayor of New York had recently claimed. Another news propelling the Made in India drone industry. Drone Acharya, Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu said, quote, "Our progressive regulations will encourage a vast Made in India drone industry," unquote. While users of the nano drone, which weighs less than 250 grams and flies up to 50 feet, are exempted from securing permission, including from local police, but micro drones flying up to 200 feet and small drones flying over 450 feet and above will have to require police permission. The commercial use of drones, which are unmanned aircraft, across sectors such as agriculture, health and disaster relief under new regulations will come into force from the 1st of December, but delivery of payload, including food items, would not be allowed as of now, the government said yesterday. We're not sure about Made in India industry, but soon kites will also have replaced drone and our sky will have a new pollutant in town. Also, while we wait for Made in India drone industry to kick off, it seems China will benefit here as well. And moving on to a quick overview of what's happening in international stage, where finally UN grew some balls and called out the Burmese army for the genocide perpetrated by them. Myanmar's military carried out mass killings and gang rapes of Muslim Rohingya with genocidal intent, and the commander-in-chief and five generals should be prosecuted for the gravest crimes under international law. This is what United Nations investigators have said. The investigators sharply criticized Facebook, which has become Myanmar's dominant social media network despite having no employees there, for letting its platform be used to incite violence and hatred. Facebook responded yesterday by announcing that it was blocking 20 Myanmar officials and organizations found by the UN panel to have committed or enabled serious human rights abuses. While we are on UN and genocidal army, let's move on to the killer bot. Countries should quickly agree a treaty banning the use of so-called killer robots before it is too late, activists said on Monday as talks on the issue resumed at the United Nations. They said, time is running out before weapons are deployed that use lethal force without a human making the final kill order, and have criticized the UN body hosting the talks, the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, or the CCW, for moving too slowly. And from genocidal Burmese and killer bots, let's move on to the dolphin that just can't stop showing its love for humans, so much though that its physically frisking of humans has now pretty much shut a beach in France. So a lovelorn dolphin has prompted a French coastal town to ban bathing on its beaches, fearing people may be hurt by the antics of this overexcited mammal. The move was made on the basis of advice from marine specialists after the visibly excited 3-meter, which is a 10-foot dolphin nicknamed Zafar, developed a habit of rubbing up against both people and boats, a sign that he may be in search of, well, sex. He also lifted one woman into the air with his nose and in another case refused to let a swimmer go back to shore, according to the BBC. Well, no one is allowed to be near a 50-meter radius of that dolphin. Don't worry, pretty sure your Tinder radar will not pick that up. So be safe, stay wary of snakes in the water, drones in the air, major and generals, and of course, the Sanghi that is always lurking around to justify his existence. Have a super productive day. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.